evening.
That audio
you're,
start?
You're real.
Okay, good evening. Today is March 18th, 7 p.m., and we're starting the, we are convening the Environment Energy Subcommittee on Lands. We'll be in order right now. So thank you for my community members, Senator Scalzi and Senator Weber, for hanging here late with us, and those of you who are Senator presenting your bill, representing your community. You know, this probably meant a lot to your district as well. So first on the list is Senator Sexhawk. But what we're going to do is every bill that's heard, we're going to lay over for as amended. And then there will be a bill at the end that I will introduce that Senate file with the number and all the bill that, the bill with Senate file 1406, all the bill that we has layover will be put into that bill. Okay, so the first bill here is Senate file 1298, Senator Sexhawk. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. It's my pleasure to be here with you tonight. Ms. Kathy Lewis of the DNR Division of Lands and Minerals. We're presenting Senate File 1298. We don't know if Ms. Lewis and I don't know if we've done this bill together for 12 years, but we know that 12 years ago we did the bill together. So we don't know if there's 12 in a row or what. But I do have the A2 author's amendment that ties three other bills that were on your agenda for Northern Minnesota all into one package, and then I need moved, please.
Okay, Senator Weber, move that amendment.
A-2
is
to Senate File 1298.
As amended to the Senate File.
As an amendment to.
Oh, okay. That it's amendment A-1 is amended to A-2 is amended to Senate File 1298. Say, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. The amendment is adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You should have in your packets documents from Lake County, Hubbard County, St. Louis County, and Beltrami County supporting the language in the A2 amendment. Ms. Lewis is here to describe the bill as amended and help answer any questions the committee may have. I also have representatives from St. Louis County and from Lake County to answer any questions there may be.
Okay. May the testifier or any witness?
Ms. Lewis.
Ms. Lewis, please state your name and you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. For the record, Kathy Lewis, Assistant Director, Lands and Minerals Division, Department of Natural Resources. As part of the process with tax forfeited land and as required under the statutes, the department does review the lands bordering public waters and other parcels and provides recommendations to the legislature as required by statute. The departments review the parcels in this A2 amendment. And in particular, it is the Lake County one is for a data center, and we've worked closely with the county to address some concerns for angler access to some trout streams and tributaries, and the language reflects the agreements that we worked out with the county. The bill also covers a sale of tax-forfeited lands in Beltrami, Hubbard, other parcels in Lake and St. Louis County. We've reviewed all those parcels. We have no resource concerns and recommend adoption.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lewis. Are there other testifier? There's three other, right, as I see on the list here. Well, any discussion from committee members?
Yes.
Senator Scalzi.
Thank you. And I'm wondering to the DNR, now these access for anglers and for management by the DNR, so is that, so it's, you're recommending that it be sold, but you want to retain access over the piece that's sold?
Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Chair, Senator, yes, what we're doing in this case is the before it's sold, there will be a conveyance of an easement to the DNR so we can access across the property to manage the trout stream tributary. In this case, with the limited to the riparian protection and access for management, it's not going to be open to the public because they want to have security protection for the data center. But due to the quality of it's a tributary that doesn't always have water in a heavy flow for it, so it's not a significant issue for access to the public, but it's to provide protection to the trout stream area. So that's what the county is willing to agree to us, and it's acceptable also to the data center.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any other question from committee members? One thing I forgot to say early on is that we had quorum right at the beginning of this committee. So any question from community member? So
if not, Mr. Chair, I'd ask that Senate File 1298 as amended be recommended to pass and included in Senate File 1406.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Senator Scalzi moved that Senate File 1298 be
recommended
to pass
as amended
for possible inclusion in the Senate File 1409. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Senate File 1298 as amended is passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Thank you, Senator Sackhawk. And I don't get to chair a committee quite often, so I'm fine, but it may be a little stumbling as we move along. Okay, next is Senate File 1003, Senator Sieben. Senator Sieben here? Not, we'll just move down the list until Senator Sieben gets here. Senate File 1685, Senator Clausen. See, Senator Clausen's here. Senator Clausen, you may begin anytime.
Well, good evening, Senator Hahn and committee members, and thank you for the opportunity to present Senate File 1685, a Dakota County tax forfeit land and public right-of-way issue. And you do have a handout I'd like for you to refer to, please. At this time, I'd like to introduce Mr. Joel Beckman, Dakota County Director of Property Taxation and Records, who will present information which will clarify this tax forfeited property issue.
Okay. Does all the member receive the handout yet? Okay. Welcome, Mr. Beckman.
Yes.
Please introduce yourself, and you may proceed.
Thank you. My name is Joel Beckman. I'm the Director of Property Taxation and Records for Dakota County. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members, for this opportunity to meet with you and discuss the proposed legislation. The handout is a copy of a plat that was filed in 1987, and in that plat, in the bottom left, I've highlighted in green, you'll see that Northern Natural Gas entered into this plat. On the second page, you'll see that in the small square in green is the reason that Northern Natural Gas entered into the plat. They had a natural gas pumping station on that small green parcel, and it was going to be dedicated as Pilot Knob Road and a frontage road in the city of Eagan. The highlighted parcel in orange, Dakota County agreed to acquire by condemnation so that Northern Natural Gas could move their pumping station to that. Dakota County did obtain that via condemnation and paid $7,000 to the property developer. However, an attorney left the final condemnation out of the final court certification that was filed, so title was never completely obtained. Northern Natural Gas did move their pumping facility to that parcel, but never had title. Therefore, the original developer let it go tax forfeited. Northern Natural Gas has been actually paying property taxes on the parcel that's under Pilot Knob Road and Camelback Road, the frontage road, but located their pumping station. In 1993, Dakota County, as it forfeited, acquired the parcel but could not transfer it because it was not for a public use and it was not for public purpose. So they deeded it back to the state, and it's languished in a file since 1993 as tax forfeited property. We couldn't acquire this unless we paid market value, and even then we couldn't just transfer to Northern Natural Gas because we would have to offer it for competitive bids, as counties are required and municipalities are required to dispose of public property. In essence, what we need to do is get special legislation so that Dakota County can obtain the parcel and then transfer it in exchange with Northern Natural Gas to make things as they should have been done in 1988. Further, an additional handout, you'll see an overhead view of Pilot Knob Road and Camelback Drive that illustrates the two parcels in a closer fashion. You'll also see an overhead that we supplied to the DNR along with the plats to indicate that this is not conservation property, and we worked with Ms. Lewis and her office to assure that there is no conservation issue that is presented here. We also need this to do an exchange in the city of Apple Valley that goes back to 1966 on County Road 42 within the city of Apple Valley, where the county did not acquire a full 75 feet of right-of-way. They only acquired 33 feet, and it just happens that this happens to be with Northern Natural Gas. So they've requested that we obtain the parcel in Eagan for their natural gas pumping station, and we can complete this as one transaction. I hope that makes this issue clear to the committee members, but I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, and any question from community members? Senator Scuzzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the Apple Valley parcel, you're going to trade for the one in Eagan? Is that what you're doing?
Mr. Chair, Senator Scalzi, it isn't, in essence, a package deal. We can complete the Apple Valley transfer, but Northern Natural Gas has asked that we go through the Eagan transfer as well. So I just wanted to tell you that there are more than this parcel involved in this total transaction.
Senator Scuzzi.
So thank you for that. And then so what happens to this building that's on the Apple Valley parcel? Maybe I'm not getting something that's evident.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Senator Scalzi, there's nothing that actually happens to that building. The right-of-way will actually only come up to that sidewalk and trail that's indicated.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bagman. Any question from committee member to Mr. Bagman? Then Ms. Kathy Lewis, do you have any comments or statement?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The DNR did review the parcel in Eagan. There's no resource concerns there. We have no concerns about the bill.
And any community member have question for Ms. Lewis? Okay. With that, we'll move.
We should move it for
you. Okay. Senator Conan will move. Senate File 1685. For possible inclusion in the omnibus bill 1409. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Then Senate file 1608 is now moved to for the inclusion in the omnibus bill of 1409.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, Senator Hearn, committee.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
1406? Oh, okay. Sorry. All right.
That's
all right. Okay. One correction. 1406 is the bill, the omnibus bill. Okay. Next on the list, is Senator Sieben here yet? I suppose she's still at W6 having dinner there. W6 is in my district. Yeah, so next on the agenda is Senate File 1776, Hennepin County tax forfeited land bordering public water. Senator Dietzig, welcome.
Hello.
And you may proceed anytime, Senator Dietzig.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Senate File 1776 authorizes conveyance of certain tax forfeited land bordering public waters in Hennepin County. The Hennepin County Board has requested this legislation to transfer two parcels. There should be a handout in your packet showing the location and descriptions of the properties. Members, I have an author's amendment that hopefully you have a copy too. It is the A15 amendment, and I have.
Okay.
If someone can come get them.
Yes, we don't have an A15 amendment.
Yeah,
okay.
I have stuff down
yep.
here.
Can pager go.
While he's handing it out, I will tell you that the parcel, so the Hanover parcel, I believe, is currently owned by Hennepin County by a use deed, and after Hennepin County conveys this property back to the state, it'll fall under the normal process to then the auction it off, and I believe to pass it on to other local governments or other properties. A neighboring property has expressed interest to the property, so to avoid needing to come back for additional approval, we are doing both steps in one piece of legislation. that is the short story, I believe. Is that correct? For the Mr. Strand is with Hennepin County Taxpayer Services. He can answer any additional questions on the amendment or the properties if you have them.
Okay. Any question from committee member regarding the amendment? Then
somebody should move the amendment.
We will.
I'll move the amendment.
Okay, Senator Scazio will move.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just for the record, these are revised amendments, so it's not really. They're all A15, but so it's A15-027A. Just to make sure for the
correct.
Record.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. For the record, it's A15-027A. Senator Scazio, move the amendment to Senate File 1776. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? With that, we'll pass the amendment. Okay. And the testifier, please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jeffrey Strand. I'm an administrative manager responsible for delinquent enforcement and tax forfeited land administration for Hennepin County Resident Real Estate Services. And thank you for providing time. The Cowley Lake property in Rogers is intended for sale subject to a 9.5-acre conservation easement. Property was appraised valuation post-tax forfeiture at $225,000 and had been encumbered with special assessments for utilities in excess of $258,000. And so the sale of the property will most likely help the City of Rogers recover some of the special assessments canceled upon the tax forfeiture and return the property to productive use while also preserving the conservation resource on the site.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Strand, Senator Scuzzi?
Can you explain to us what the conservation purpose is, and can you tell us what purpose that parcel will be used for, what will happen to that in the future?
Mr. Strand?
Mr. Chair, Senator, the conservation easement is a 50-foot conservation buffer easement delineation that was provided to my department by Hennepin County Environment and Energy staff in the Conservation Division. I would anticipate that with the appropriate approval, Hennepin County will first offer the property to the City of Rogers at a direct sale, and then secondly, attempt to auction the property publicly. The property was formerly used for ag farming purposes. I think it was growing soybeans. And so whether it's returned to productive use as productive ag property again or for development, I think would be somewhat speculative on my part and may depend upon the market and purchasers.
Senator Cassidy, any follow-up?
Well, I was wondering, is there access to this parcel over, is there a public access to this parcel or not? I was looking for a road to get to it.
Mr. Strang?
Mr. Chair, Senator, We don't believe there is access at this time, but I believe that the property might become accessible by way of a cartway action to establish a cartway access.
Senator Scuzzi? Okay. Any question from community member to Mr. Stan?
Could he explain both? Could he explain both? There's two parcels.
Yes. Mr. Strand, can you continue and explain,
thank you,
explain
Mr.
the
Chair.
Other parcel?
The Hanover Dam, former Hanover Dam property in Hanover, is a very small parcel, appraised at only $2,900, 0.1 acre. The property was acquired by Hennepin County back in August 1987 under a public use deed exclusively for riverbank maintenance and subject to the right of reversion to the state if the use ceases. My understanding, based on 2010 law changes, is that the reverter is subject to nullification 30 years after the acknowledgement of the deed. So in August 2017, the land would fully be owned without any reversion clause in favor of the state. It would be owned by Hennepin. However, because the adjacent property owner has expressed interest in acquiring this fire axe-shaped parcel in order to have contiguous property for development to improve the tax base and provide jobs and other opportunities for development while also protecting the conservation resource, the county real estate manager has discussed this with the adjacent property owner and has reported to me that the adjacent owner would be willing to provide a 50-foot conservation easement for the entire length of their property along the Crow River in exchange for having the opportunity to acquire this 0.1 acre tax forfeit, oddly shaped parcel.
That's good. I like the description and the look of it, the fire axe property. Any yes. But before we want to see if any community member wants to have a question regarding this parcel. And if not, I want to see if DNR have any comment on both of the parcel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The DNR worked on the parcel that's in Section 2 of the bill, which I think was the first parcel described, the Cowley Lake parcel, and we had no resource concerns on that parcel for the sale. The second parcel was just came up through review when the bill got introduced, I believe, this week, and we understood there was a second phase of it which hadn't been identified in the bill. We have not identified any concerns about the sale of that parcel either.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lewis. Any question from committee member to DNR, Ms. Lewis? Okay. All right. Let's see. We'll motion to move. Let's see, Senator Weber. Motion to move that Senate file 776
as amended.
Be laid over for possible inclusion in an omnibus bill. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. With that, motion prevail.
Thank you, members.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Deesa. Okay. Okay. Senator Lowry is here. Senator Lowry, welcome. So Senate File 65, Senator Lowry, Carlton County, tax forfeited land bordering to public water sale.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the A1 amendment to offer. If somebody could offer that for me, it's a typo.
I would move that amendment.
Okay. A1 amendment.
It's coming around.
Senator Scuzzi, move that the A1 amendment be adopted. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed, same sign. Okay. The motion is the motion prevail. Okay. So now we have the bill as it should be. Senate File 65, Senator Lowry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. So what we have here is 13 parcels being requested by the Carlton County Board. I have the board resolution. We've worked with the DNR to make sure that they've approved all of these, and we'd like to have these considered for inclusion in your omnibus lands bill.
Okay. Question from Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Laurie, can you explain a little bit about this, why the 13 parcels are taxed? Well, you may not know why they're taxed for it, but why are they being requested by Carlton County?
I'll ask our Carlton County Lands Commissioner, Greg Bruneau, to join.
Okay. Welcome, Mr. Bruneau. Please state your name for the record, and you may proceed.
Yes, for the record, my name is Greg Bruneau. I'm the land commissioner for Carlton County, representing the board in this instance. Mr. Chair, Senator Scalzi, regarding your question, could you restate it again for me, please?
Thank you.
Scalzi.
The question was, can you give us a little history on this, why these parcels are being requested by Carlton County? Maybe a little history so that we know what we're dealing with here?
Mr. Chair, Senator Scalzi, yes. In the comprehensive land management of Carlton County, we've identified certain parcels of property in Carlton County to keep for long-term forest management, other parcels to dispose of through public sale. Those parcels that we have decided to sell through public sale are the stray 40s, the stray partials that are basically landlocked or have limited access to them and have been requested by adjoining landowners. The parcels in front of you today have been requested by adjoining landowners to include into their properties, increasing their particular ownership. These properties also forfeited back in the 30s and 40s. We have a map of when, or a listing back in the office of when those properties forfeited, and it's just taken this long for the adjoining landowners to request.
Okay. Any other question?
Public sales, so somebody else could bid on.
Any other question for Mr. Bruneau? Okay. We will hear support testimony from DNR, if there's any.
Mr. Chair, members, the DNR has reviewed all of these parcels, and we have no concerns, so we would support the bill.
Okay. Any question for Ms. Lewis from community members? Okay. Senator Coonan, you want to move Senate File 65?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move Senate File 65 be considered for inclusion in the omnibus bill, Senate File 1406.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Motion prevail. We're moving along very fast. I did warn everybody trying to keep it under 5 minutes. We've got like 14 bills totals. All right, so Senator Sieben, the motion prevails.
No,
I have another one.
Another one. Both. I can leave.
Okay, we'll just move on to the next one.
Senate File 196.
My apology. Yeah. All right. Okay, Senate File, 1906, Senator Laurie and Pine County Tax Forfeited Land Border to Public Water Sale and Conveyance. Senator Laurie, my apology for that. It's getting kind of exciting now, and just want to move on real fast. I thought I'd just give you a little zero time there, but you may proceed, Senator Laurie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 196 is the Pine County Lands Bill. Pine County went through a pretty extensive land review a couple of years ago, and so theirs is actually a little bit longer. We have 35 parcels here that Pine County would like to post for public sale, all bordering public water in Pine County. The county board has passed a resolution requesting that I try to get these included in the lands bill, and the DNR has, to the best of my knowledge, reviewed these. I have an A1 amendment for this one as well, one other additional typo. If somebody could move the A1 amendment, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I would move the 196 A1 amendment.
Okay. Senator Scalzi, move the A1 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Same sign. Opposed? Okay. Motion passed.
So, Mr. Chair and members, so we have the Pine County bill before you. Ask for your support. County Board passed a resolution in support, and DNR has reviewed, and to the best of my knowledge, they can speak for themselves, but have no concerns of support the bill as well.
Okay. Mr. Bernal, Senator Scuzzi.
I was just going to have him testify.
Okay. Mr. Bernal, if you have any remark, please state your name again for the record, and you may proceed.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Greg Bernou, Land Commissioner for Carleton County, prior Land Commissioner for Pine County. Again, about right prior to my departure from Pine County to Carleton County, the County Board ordered us to do another comprehensive land analysis of the 49,000 acres of tax forfeited lands in Pine County. My successor, Gregory Beck, Land Commissioner, finished this off about 2 years ago with the County Board, and the board resolved to keep a core 39,000 acres of tax forfeited lands for long-term land management and recreational purposes, and to sell at public auction the remaining 10,000 over a period of time. This is the result of that work.
Okay. There's the second section in the note, Mr. Chair, just to make sure people understand what's going on. Mr. Chair, I just want to mention that there is a section two that's a conveyance. If you look on page four, a conveyance to the town of Wilma for a town hall and public park. This is fairly normal that the legislature also provides these conveyances to a local unit of government as a part of these bills. If there's a local unit of government that wants to use it for a public purpose, I just wanted to point and make sure people understood that there was that section two.
Yes. Any remarks from Mr. Bernal?
None on this, Mr. Chair.
Any question from committee members to Mr. Bernal? Okay. We shall hear from Ms. Lewis on DNR perspective. Ms. Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The DNR has reviewed all these parcels, worked with the county, and we would support the bill.
Okay. Any question from members? Okay. This is going to work a little faster. Senator Scuzzi,
yes,
would you move?
I would move Senate File 196 as amended for inclusion in Lands Bill, which is
Senate File 1406.
1406.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. With that, motion prevail.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Greatly.
Okay. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Lowry. Okay, and I saw Senator Sieben just walk in. Senator Sieben, welcome. Yep. Were you in visiting my district? We were guessing that you might be.
I was having dinner.
You were there. Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I saw the earlier agenda, so I apologize. I wasn't here. I thought it was going by alphabetical, so I was at the end, and I.
Oh.
So I apologize. I wasn't here.
No, no problem at all. You know. Yeah. So let's see, Senate File. 1003, Senator Sieben, Washington County, tax forfeited land boring to public water conveyance authorization. Senator Sieben, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill would allow Washington County to transfer a portion of land to the city of Cottage Grove. The land, and I believe that you have these handouts in your packets, the land is an island in the Mississippi River and within the Mississippi River Critical Area and the National Park Service Mississippi National Recreational River Area. And it's currently classified as conservation land. Both the City of Cottage Grove and Washington County have adopted resolutions, which should be included in your packet. And here with me tonight to offer further testimony is Jennifer Wagenius from Washington County.
Okay, Ms. Wagenius, welcome. Please state your name for the record, and you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Jennifer Wagenius, Director of Property Records and Taxpayer Services for Washington County. The bill before you this evening is, as Senator Sieben indicated, for forfeited land in the Mississippi waterway. The City of Cottage Grove notified the county of its desires to be owners and stewards of this property for primitive recreation, including canoe rests or river camping. The county board supports this conveyance and feels it would be in the best public use to convey this to the city for passive permit of recreation.
Thank you, Ms. Wilgenis. Any question from community member to Ms. Wilgenis? Okay. Now we will hear a comment from DNR, Ms. Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The DNR did review the parcel. As indicated, it is an island in the Mississippi River, lies within the DNR Mississippi River State Water Trail. The property under the bill would be conveyed to the city for authorized public use and provide recreational opportunity for the public. So the DNR would support the legislation.
Good. We got support from DNR and also the county as well. Any question from community member to Ms. Wilgenis, Ms. Lewis, and our Senator Scuzzi?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would just simply move Senate File 1003 to be included in the omnibus Senate File 1406.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed, none. With that, motion prevail for the Senate File 1003 to be included in the omnibus bill of 1406.
Thank you very much, Senator. Mr. Chair and yep. Committee.
Staff. Thank you. Okay. I know next on the agenda here is Senate File 409. So Senator Weber, you will be represented in this bill. Well, Senator Senator Miller, Winona County tax forfeited land. All right. You may proceed, Senator Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Basically, this is a 1.49 acre tract of land that is tax forfeited property to Winona County. City of Stockton wishes to receive the property, and Winona County is willing to convey it to them for the purpose of basically parking area for the trout stream, as well as a picnic area and potential site for extension of a trail, bike trail. And a letter was received by Winona County on November 10th from from Trina Zeman of the DNR, indicating that the DNR at that time had no objections to sale of this property if it was approved by the legislature. And I haven't had a chance to visit with Ms. Lewis. I don't know if anything has changed or not.
Ms. Lewis, has anything changed?
Mr. Chair, no. The DNR would support the bill. Thank you.
With that, then, Mr. Chair, I would move Senate File 409 for...
Yes, Counsel.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm just wondering, the previous ones, we said they convey it for no consideration. And I'm wondering if, I mean, this seems like it's under the same category. I mean, I don't see where it talks about consideration unless I'm missing something.
As I read through the bill, Mr. Knopf, I did not see anything in that regard either. And I can't fill you in on
usually
that.
On these the city gets it for, because there's a reversionary, the state holds a reversionary interest. So if they stop using it as a public park, it just comes back to the state. Mm-hmm. So I just happened to notice that in this bill, and I think on 1.9 after convey, if you just insert for no consideration, I think that would take care of that. It just seems like it should be on par with the other ones. Okay. You've already done two tonight that have for no consideration to local governments, and this one should be in the same category.
So would that be an oral amendment?
Yes.
Okay. I would move that oral amendment, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Does everybody understand? Okay. The oral amendment
Mr. Chair, just to be clear for the record, it's on line 1.9 after the word convey. Insert for no consideration.
Okay. All community members understand that? Okay. So Senator Weber moved the oral amendment to the Senate File 409. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Any? Okay. Motion prevail.
And then, Mr. Chair, I would move Senate File 409 to be laid over for possible inclusion into the Lands Bill, Senate File 1406.
Okay. All in favor for Senate File 409 as amended, say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Motion prevail for Senate File 409 to be included in the omnibus land bill. Okay, next on the agenda. I know we are moving very fast, but that's at the same time we also have to, you know, get a check and take our time in checking to see where we are. So, Senate File 1571, Senator Reiner, St. Louis County. I know you've been waiting here for some time. You're probably the first one in this committee. Senator Reiner, welcome.
And, thank you, Mr. Chair.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair, this Senate file is a bill that, in brief, would allow St. Louis County to sell some tax forfeit parcels that are immediately behind and adjacent to homeowners on Park Point in Duluth. Those of you who visited Duluth and know Park Point, it's a unique neighborhood, and this is a unique situation. These parcels have been tax forfeit for quite some time. Many of the neighbors have easements from, leases, I'm sorry, from the county that have allowed them to do things like have gardens and et cetera on the property. It's now going to be up for sale in June, and what those neighbors have asked is the ability to have a right of first refusal. So that's sort of the bill in a nutshell. I do have one of the residents, a former county commissioner, as well as John Ongaro from St. Louis County to answer questions. And, Mr. Chair, there is one small oral amendment I'd like to make if someone on the committee would be willing to help me out with that. Okay. On line 2.26, it says in paragraph C, must be deposited, and I would like to change must to may.
Okay. Any discussion on that from committee members?
I would move that.
Okay. Senator Weber moved that oral amendment to be adopted in Senate File 1571. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. All right. Motion passed.
And thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator. That helps line the bill up with the House companion.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have testifier from the county? Anybody want to make a statement from the county? Okay,
we have
a question from Senator Scalzi.
And this is so helpful when we can see an aerial photo, so thank you for that. And so these are we were talking about all the small parcels on the opposite, I mean, and connected to these parcels that are bordering Minnesota Avenue. My question is, what about these two large parcels, green parcels outlined in pink, that appear to have some access from Harbor Point Circle?
Senator Reiner.
Thank you, Senator Scalzi. Mr. Chair, they're not a part of this resolution.
Oh.
They just happen to also be parcels on Park Point that the county will be having up for auction in June.
So, Senator Reiner, the parcel you refer to are the thin one.
Correct, Mr. Chair. The only parcels in the resolution are the ones adjacent to the homes that border Minnesota Avenue.
Okay. Any question from a community member? Any additional question? Okay. Ms. Kat, any remark from DNR? Ms. Kathy Lewis?
Mr. Chair, thank you. The DNR did review these parcels. It is common that So what you call back lots are often offered to adjacent owners to sell because the standards of zoning have changed over time, and so people need a large area for their garages and their septic systems. So that is a common thing to do. I also did check with a county official, and they confirmed that the county board did approve this sale and also the city council. So DNR has no resource concerns.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lewis. Any comment from community members? Okay. Senator Conan.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move Senate File 1571 be included.
As amended?
As amended, thank you. To be included in the omnibus lands bill, Senate File 1406.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? Nay. Okay. Then motion prevail on Senate File 1571 to be included in the omnibus bill 1406. Motion prevail.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Senator Reiner. Okay, Senator Rosen, welcome. You are very polite. I have.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Okay, so welcome. Well, once again. This is a Martin County private sale of tax forfeit land boring to public water, Senate File 1230. So, Senator Rosen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize. I have no testifiers. I don't have a colored map. It's the first time I've been in front of your committee or with a bill similar to this. So I'm just basically saying that Senate File 1230 is pretty straightforward. It allows Martin County to sell, by private sale, tax-forfeited land bordering public water. The county has determined that the county's land management interest would be best served if the lands were returned to private ownership. So with that, as you know, it has to be approved by the Attorney General, and it does have an identification number in Martin County, and I'm sorry, I don't know exactly where that's at, but there is a lot of water in Martin County. Okay. With that, well, Mr. Chair, I apologize. I have nothing else.
No problem with that, Senator Rosen. Mainly, you know, the DNR, you know, are expert at this, and we just want to see if there's any concern from the DNR. Ms. Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The DNR has reviewed the bill. It came from the Representative Gunther called and asked about it. There's an adjacent landowner who would like to buy the parcel, and the DNR looked at the parcel, and we had actually asked the city at one time if they wanted us to help fund a dock for public access, and the city turned that request and interest down, and there is other public access on the lake. And we identified that this is not needed for public purposes, and it was fine for it to be sold.
Okay. So, any comment or question from community member?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I would move that Senate File 1230 be laid over for possible inclusion into the Omnibus Lands Bill, Senate File 1406.
Okay. With that, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, any opposed? None. So motion prevail for Senate File 1230.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much, members.
All right, thank you. It's easier.
That was fun.
Okay. All right. Senate File 448, Senator Rood. There's no price in going fast. Just thought I'd warn you.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Schmidt's giving me a prize if I go fast.
I should get the prize as a chair. Senator Rood, you may proceed.
Mr. Chair and member, I have Senate File 448. I also have an amendment, an author's amendment, I believe you all have.
Okay, does everybody have the author amendment? It's coming around. Okay. Okay. Senator Weber moved the amendment to Senate File 448. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? None. Okay. Motion prevail. Okay. Senator Root.
Mr. Chair, the main body of the bill contains parcels in Crow Wing County. Two of the parcels have a small unnamed stream going through them. The other two parcels are landlocked with no public access. The first two parcels will be offered at public sale. The landlocked parcels will be offered by private sale to the adjoining owners.
Okay.
The amendment we have this evening is actually in Cass County. It's from the city of Pillager. It is in Senator Gazelka's district, but I represented Pillager before in Senate District 4. It comes late to the committee, and I apologize that you haven't seen it, but they've been trying to work out a solution to their problem in Pillager, and this seems to be a solution that the city and the county, the League of Minnesota Cities and the Minnesota Association of County Land Commissioners have agreed that this is the best solution for these parcels. I think we'll probably in the future be seeing more of this kind of parcels, because this is a development that did not happen. And we know that in the boom bust years, we do have those parcels out there. So what the city of Pillager would like to do is take over these parcels. They are tax forfeited with assessments in their city. The county board doesn't oppose this at all, because it actually removes them from the management costs of the assessments. So it's a local issue, and the city of Pillager and Cass County and all the entities agree that this is the best solution for this parcel.
Okay. Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Root, are these all of these parcels then, are they, I see that they're going to be sold for less than their appraised value, and I'm assuming that the Pillager would like to get the money back that has been put in for assessments, the improvements?
That's correct, because they will be now liable for those assessments, and so they would like to get, you know, that money back, and they would like to get this moving, and it would be a very nice development if they could get over this hurdle of the tax forfeiture and the assessments, and so they think that they could go in and actually develop. Pillager has a very nice school system, and so this could be a very nice development if they could just get over this hurdle.
Thank you.
Okay. Any additional question from community members to Senator Root? So, Ms. Lewis from DNR, do you have any concern on the amendment and the entire bill of Senate 448?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The DNR reviewed the Crow Wing County parcels and had no resource concerns. The City of Pillager was just introduced as a bill today, so I don't have comments back from our regional staff. It's not the size of the parcels that we would normally have reviewed in the tax forfeited land sale review, because they're platted parcels. I understand from the Senator Rood that they're not bordering water, so those are not the type of parcels that we have resource concerns about.
Okay. Any discussion from committee members?
With that, Mr. Chair, I'd move that Senate File 448 as amended be laid over for possible inclusion into the Lands Omnibus Bill, Senate File 1406.
Okay. With that, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Nay? None? Nay. So motion passed for Senate File 448.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Senator Root. All right. We're moving along here. Okay, almost to the last item number 12 here, 75323, Senator Smith. Okay.
Hello, right. Mr. Chair and committee members. Nice to see you tonight. Yes, nice I have Senate File 323.
Yep. Did you get any price yet?
Oh, pardon me?
Did you get any price from Senator Root?
No, you know, she just made it in under the expiring clock. So,
okay.
Sorry. In any event, she would have been in trouble had she gone longer. But this deals with the public sale of some tax forfeited land, approximately 7 acres, in northwest Goodhue County outside the city of Cannon Falls. And there's about 600 feet of dry, unnamed stream bed that flows through this land, and that's why we're here tonight. I would defer to Ms. Lewis if you have anything to add to this. Otherwise, this obviously is supported by Goodhue County, and we hope to get favorable treatment tonight.
Okay, Ms. Lewis.
Mr. Chair, members, the DNR has reviewed the parcels, has no concerns, but support the bill.
Okay, any comment from community members? Any question? Okay, Senator Scalzi, would you move the...
So I'll move, Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate File number 323 to be included in the Omnibus Lands Bill, which is Senate File 1406.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, opposed? None. Motion passed for Senate File 323 to be included in the Omnibus Bill. Motion prevail.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Okay, thank you, Senator Smith. I think you got the fastest one. Fast for last.
Have a good night.
Okay, so Now we're down to the omnibus land, the omnibus bill.
Mr. Chair, you can stay where you are for this. You don't have to go.
Okay.
I would just have Ms. Lewis present.
Sure. This bill, this is department bill. I'm the chief author of this bill, Senate File 1406, and this is on property in the Cass County and Todd counties and also Pine counties. And Ms. Lewis, maybe can you elaborate and give us some detail on this bill before we motion to pass and also include the layover section? You may proceed, Ms. Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is probably the shortest DNR lands bill we've had in over a decade. But we do have three parcels here that are important to parties involved. First, Section 1 concerns 0.02 acres of land in Cass County. It does border Leech Lake. What we have is a total of 290 feet, and they're very small widths, and it's actually separated 90 feet and 100 feet by a private owner owning the middle. And what this is going to resolve is we're going to sell it to the direct owner, adjacent owner, for market value. They're going to, in turn, sell us an equivalent frontage of shoreline nearby on Leech Lake. And so it will both consolidate ownership for both parties. The buyer will have then sufficient riparian frontage to expand the marina, but we will also have protection for the aquatic habitat. Section 2 of the bill is in Pine County, and this is 81.4 acres of acquired forestry land. This is property that was state land, and it was sold to Wilder Foundation for a juvenile boys camp, St. Croix Boys Camp. The Wilder Foundation closed the camp. Under the provisions of the state deed, the state could buy the property back at that point from Wilder Foundation, and we bought it back for $200,000, including the buildings. We've had it for sale for a few years. We've lowered the price. We're down to $296,000. The demolition of the buildings would likely cost more than that. We do have parties that are interested in the property, but not at the appraised value. So what we're asking for is to be able to sell it at appraised value and provide that people will come in and then take over the site and over the responsibility for the buildings also. And Section 3 of the bill is 0.36 acres in Todd County. It's a piece of property that borders the Long Prairie River. We would sell it at market value to an adjacent owner. It was acquired by the Department of Rural Credit back in 1938 and then conveyed to the Department of Natural Resources for a dam. It was an earthen dam. The dam has been removed for decades, hasn't been actively managed for decades, and the adjacent owner would like the piece of property, and that's what we would like to do, sell for fair market value. And so that's, Mr. Chair, is the basics of the bill.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lewis, for explaining the bill to us and done quite well. Any comments from committee members or any? I still see a few folks here and listening. Any comment or testimony from anyone? Okay. All right, then.
The bill's in front of you now. Now we're going to move the other bills into this one.
Okay.
Motion for that? Yeah, you need a motion for that.
One motion for all.
If you want, I can read what the motion is.
Okay. Okay, so after with that, the council will read what the motion is that we will vote for to formally include all the layover that we had into this larger omnibus bill.
Mr. Chair and members, the motion is to to add the contents as amended of Senate File 1298-1003, 1685, 1776, 65, 196, 409, 1571, 1230, 448, 323, to amend the contents of all of those bills as they were amended in committee tonight, as an amendment, to move that as an amendment to Senate File 1406, and then prepared as a subcommittee report, the delete everything subcommittee report, to be presented to the committee. So that's the motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay, then all in favor, say aye.
Somebody has to move
that. Oh, someone had to move. I move this one since my bill. I move that
the amendment is read.
The amendment's read by the council. So all in favor of my motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? None. So
then now you need to pass the bill.
Okay. This bill Senate File 1406
is amended
before you is passed.
No, you need to move it. Somebody has to move. Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Somebody has to move the bill now. You move the amendment to the bill. Now you've got 1406 as amended by all of the other bills, and now you need to move the bill from the subcommittee.
Now I got it. Thank you, for counsel, for being here. Okay. Let me see.
You move the Senate File
1406. We move that Senate File 1406
to pass.
To pass.
And refer to the
1406. Okay, so that's the second.
Yeah.
Okay. To the floor.
To the full committee.
To the full committee, yeah. Okay, we move that the Senate File 1406 be passed.
As amended.
As amended to the full committee of Energy and Environment. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? None. Okay. So motion passed on Senate 1406.
Adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay.
Same meeting is adjourned.
Yeah. All right. So thank you. Thank you all, you know, for staying late with us. Yeah. There's a lot of entanglement here. So motion adjourned. All in favor for the meeting? I am the one. Okay. Motion adjourned.